Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 347, Chris and Mandy Morrison. Well, as I define family these days, I would consider myself a part of the Morrison family. I was honored to enter their life. Wow, it's got to be well over a year, year and a half-ish, maybe getting close to two. And the story is just a brilliant of example that there's just no way that anyone can really design these things. You just try to move forward, do your best. Maybe that little gut reaction, deem yourself a little bit worthy. Because the first contact I had with the Morrisons was with Mandy. But she suggested I help train her husband. And fast forward full circle all the way around, I started training Mandy. And now due to the lockdown, quarantine, I've been teaching their family a fitness class for a half an hour once a week. And it has just, it's just been a complete joy. And like I said, just, you know, during this month of April, it was just like being able to celebrate some of the clients that I've had a long time. Yep, that was my phone. I never get texts. That's why I never shut it off. I just don't get texts. So anywho, it was just a reward. Every step, training Chris, every part of a brother from another mother. It's just, I spoke his language. He spoke my language. He was a teacher. I gave him homework. He ate it up. He excelled. And I'm like, this is going to make you a better you, which is going to make you a better parent, better husband, better teacher than Mandy. You know, same thing. She becomes a better Mandy, becomes a better parent, becomes a better wife, becomes a better teacher. And it was just more and more. And it's like, well, if those two people, the heads of the household, are positively affected and are better versions of themselves, how does the household not be impacted? How are their children not impacted? And now you see it. Like, the fruits of everyone's labor is on display Monday mornings when I teach their family that class. It is complete and utter joy for me, and it is just rewarding. So I know they thank me a lot, but I really, really, really thank these people for being exactly who they are in my life right now. And they've just been, like I said, just wonderful, all of them. So here is my chat with Chris and Mandy Morrison. Enjoy.
Take your mouse and move your cursor to the bottom, and on the bottom it should pop up. And to your right, end meeting, invite, mute all, unmute all, click unmute all.
Can you hear me now? Now you talk. I don't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Now I
All right, good meeting.
Yeah, I have to go, actually. Time's up. Part two will continue. So have you guys been on since 12:30 trying to figure this out?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, because I sent the invite, and I was like, maybe because I was like, I have yet. I don't know how many times I've done
it. We had one little glitch with this, because I have, and that was some of the sound. I knew what it was for a minute. I have extra stuff hooked up because
I've yet to get the invitation thing down yet.
Okay.
Like with FaceTime or Skype, you just call, answer, boom. I like Zoom, obviously. I mean, I think it's better, but the ability to record is awesome. But this morning I was on with a client. I'm like, bro, I go, how do we do this? Do you email me? Because I get on Zoom and I send the email and I'm like, I guess it just takes a little time to get everything worked out.
I guess it made you bigger.
It's like life-size.
It's like life-size.
Now you made me normal. That's how I normally look. That's how you should picture me. So how are we feeling?
I'm tired. Great.
Tired and great. All right. Tired how?
Oh, no, we did yard work, so I'm a little beat up. But I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Just okay. Sore. I was pulling off. This stuff out of the ground, and it was I think I overdid it a tad, but I'm good. I am good.
Mandy.
Nice and good score.
Yes, you're great.
I am great because all my hideous weeds got pulled out of the ground today.
Got it.
And I had help.
What?
And I had help.
Yes, obviously, the dude to your left.
Yeah.
How are you?
Super, super fantastic.
I listened to your podcast while I was pulling out the leaves. My favorite quote is, I love learning technology from nerds or something like that. That was a great one. I that was the best thing about training nerds was I learned some cool technology stuff. You had some kind of quote like that.
Well, I mean, it's from the get-go. I mean,
I loved it.
My first client,
I'll get a pager, but I'm not getting an iPhone.
My first client was this guy named Gabe Diani, and I call him Client Zero, because from him I got Janet Barney, and that was Chris Hardwick's ex, and then I got Chris, and then I got Mike Furman. But through all that, I started getting all these kind of nerdy people, especially Mike Furman, who totally taught me Photoshop. Like, all my abilities in Photoshop are because of Mike Furman. So I was just like, and again, it was just right away, I was like, these really nice people that did stuff that I, like, 5 minutes, I'm like, done, got a headache. I mean, Mike Furman would be showing me something. He goes, okay, let me just do this. Michael, I'm gonna lay down. I literally would lay down on the floor because after a while, I just hated it. I think I was gonna push the wrong button. It was so, and again, this is, you know, 20, I don't know how many, 15 years ago. I was just, you know, more of a stressful dude or whatever, but I was just like, man, these nerdy people, they're smart and they're nice. I'm just like, they're smart, they're nice, they want to hang. And I just kept meeting people like that. So I always said nerd as kind of a, like, these are people I like, I admire.
Oh, okay. No, I understood that. Yeah, I understood that when you said it. It was just kind of funny. Yeah.
And then I asked Hardwick one day, I said, when do you think I would qualify as a nerd? And he wrote on the shirt, you're a nerd. And he signed it. Huh?
Done. You're
so in. I got.
There's your retirement.
Doesn't pay well. It's more of a title. More of an honorary title than anything else.
Train them. I wear a clean white shirt with you. Like, buy a bunch of those Hanes T-shirts and just have them every week sign a shirt with no name. You can fill in the name and start selling them on eBay.
Go to eBay.
You know.
But all right, okay. Did you guys chat with Mary about today?
Yes, she wants to come down and say hi, so we'll go get her.
At the end. Okay, perfect. Beautiful. That's what I was hoping for. All right, well, I am honored, happy, filled, joyful to announce today's guests, the Morrisons, Mandy and Chris. So thank you for joining me today. And this is the thing, I mentioned on the podcast, I ran into this artist along the LA River, this Ed Flynn. And like a legit artist, used to teach art at Santa Monica College. And he said, you know, he wants to do this installation in this area by where he lives in Los Feliz. And he wants five or six artists, local artists. And of course, you'd be one of them, Tom. And I went, I was like, what? So anyways, I ran into him walking again this morning. We're always chatting. He's like, hey, keep your mind going about the installation. And he's like, how are you? And I go, I'm great. I go, this has been like the best week ever. I know, it's like because of the corona. And I didn't get into detail. And he says he was sitting down because both his sons and one of his sons is married. They had this kind of big, it was a YMCA 50 years ago. And 40 years ago, he bought it and turned it into a house. So it's got additions and separate, and they all live kind of together. And he goes, yesterday morning, we were outside, all eating together, outside, going like, there's no, and I go, he goes, it's almost embarrassing to say. And I said, that's kind of the thing. I said, I put on the podcast, talking to my clients, people I mentor, you know, I'm like, wow, I mean, we're doing good. Or you're at least going, okay, I'm doing way better in this than I would have in the past. So when all this came about, like having guests, I just got all super excited. And then Nico's, I just thought went super good. And I did another one 2 days ago, and I knew I had this one planned. So it's like I did three in 1 week, and I was just like so pumped. And each day it was like, you know, when I did Nico's, it was kind of like celebrating Nico. I could talk about Nico, but, you know, having someone on, and a year or two ago, he may not want to. The guy I had on next, same thing. A year or two, he might not have wanted to. But it was like talking to him was like a celebration. Like, wow. And so when I was thinking about you guys all morning long, I'm like, that's really it. I mean, I love you guys. I feel like part of the family. We've bonded and grown in so many ways. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I would love to share that. In lieu of what's going on. You know, good news is good news. It's like you're bummed out, you're sick, and you hear a good story. You're like, oh, I don't want to hear anything good. You're like, no, I want to hear. So that's what I thought we would kind of focus on is we can start kind of where you're from, how you met, how you got together. But then I want to kind of get to Mandy Watson, 10 seconds is in, and how that kind of transferred into all of this. And then we'll, at the end, kind of talk about how as a family, you guys are coping with quarantine, lockdown, whatever you want to call it. All right? So whoever wants to start chatting first can.
I guess I'm going first. Makes sense because it started with me. So I followed you on Instagram based on an interview that I heard on one of the Nerdist podcasts. I remember Chris Hardwick had talked about his trainer, and he'd been with his trainer for 20 years, and how you were starting a brand new podcast called Pro You. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I never had a personal trainer before. I was like, I'll just tune in and I'll see. And you were doing it with another gentleman. I don't know who, but you talked together for a while. And I used to listen to that podcast as I would pull into school. I would sit in the parking lot and just listen to the podcast. And I don't know if I got anything out of it, but I did get, you said something about follow me on Instagram. So I started following you on Instagram, which is where I discovered your 10 seconds of Zen. Which I was like, how great is this guy to give, like for some of us who don't, you know, I mean, we're from Connecticut, so we do live near the ocean, but didn't get to go and see the ocean every day. I hated my job at the time a lot. I love my job, but I hated what I was doing. And so for me, those 10 seconds of Zen sometimes was like the happiest part of my day, was wow. Just getting to sit and watch the ocean waves and whatever. And I remember going home and saying to Chris, you got to check this out. And he had no time for it.
I could add, by now knowing Chris, I'm like, I know what his answer was to that.
But I was like, he grew up near the water. Maybe he'll dig this too. And he wasn't into it at all. But I would watch them faithfully. And it just, I was like, oh, felt like it just, it was so great. And then I remember you talking about like your birthday and whatever, and like we had a lot of similarities in common. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like uncanny. It's so weird. And so fast forward to, I don't know, maybe a year or two later. So we're maybe, I don't know, we're a couple of podcasts in, like maybe 20 or 30 podcasts in that I've listened to. And not faithfully, but I'm dedicated to watching these 10 seconds of Zen. And I take my kids out for a walk, and we go, Mary's at ballet. She's in rehearsals. We're in between ballet rehearsals for the Nutcracker. And so we end up at this park where there's these windmills. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. The kids will love this. P.S. They hated it. But at the end of the walk, there was somebody had stacked stones on one of the fence posts. And I was like, oh my God, this is like my 10 seconds is in. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fangirl out here for a minute. And I'm going to take this picture and I'm going to send it to this Tom Dieters guy on this podcast that I listen to, because he gives so much to me with those 10 seconds of Zen things, like the little ocean, whatever. So I took the picture and sent it. And I was like, that's it. I'll never hear from him. And I think it was an hour later, you sent me the prayer hands and like, and a smiley face. And I was like, oh my God, I've made it. This is it. I can't believe it.
How funny.
So I don't even know if you remember that part of the story, but then you posted something on Instagram saying that you were looking for people to mentor, people to train or whatever. And I was like, I wanted it to be me. And I remember sending you a message saying, I want it to be me, but I do not have any follow through and I'm just going to disappoint you. So I mentioned it to Chris, who was.
But you had that moment, like I should ask him.
Like I wanted it so bad to be me, but everything that I tried in the past had failed. Everything.
Wow. See, I never heard that before. Just really quick. So yep. This is like the third time I've done this. And I've known the other two dudes, you know what I mean? Like you guys. And it was like this, they were talking about, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard. So this is just fact. Because again, that one, I didn't know. I love, and it's been so rewarding. Like the other guy was like talking, dude, Cardwick's got a trainer, LA, I'm going to listen to him. Oh my God, this is going to be so cool. And he's like, I'm doing this and this and this, but this guy's in LA. And he listens and I'm going, yeah, drink more water and move. He's like, wait, but then I started talking about white noise and the other things. And he's like, so it's like, I went to listen to this guy for A, didn't get it, realized there was no secret, no trick, but he started talking about this. And I was like, hey, I'd never heard that from him. So it was just, I mean, my heart had been overflowing and just starting listening to this stuff. It's just such a cool thing. And you know, I mean, it's not bad for the ego as well, but it's so cool hearing these stories. So again, you don't want to go, thank you, coronavirus. But, you know, again, it's like, I'm not saying yay or thank you, coronavirus. I'm just saying that happened. We're responding. I'm rocking over here on the response thing. And I'm letting my heart be filled. I'm, you know, again, I can tell you the stuff that's not right in my life if I wanted to dwell on it, but that stuff, because of the muscle building, I don't think about anymore. So when I'm thankful all the time by default, and then all of a sudden everybody seems to be doing a little worse, so I feel a little better. And then I get to do this stuff, and I'm like three this week, and I'm like, I'm so happy. This girl yesterday, a friend of mine, she texted, I haven't heard from her in a bit. She goes, how are you handling this? And I just went off because I was like fired up. I just got back from the beach. The only beach in Southern California not closed is mine.
Nice.
The only place I went to a month ago was that beach. So nothing has changed. I drove up the whole coast, every beach. And as I got half an hour away, saw two signs, all beach parking closed. And I went, well, I'm going to drive all this way. And I was like, well, there's a hike. I can at least walk with sand. But I was thinking, you know, they're all closed. That was open for a little bit. But pulled in, there it was, parking lot. And I went, and I'm driving so slow. I'm like, the parking lot's open. And then I parked and I'm like, wait for someone to go, no. It's just, there's a bunch of cars. And right down from where you walk, there's a bunch of people. So I just walked to the end where I always wasn't end up being alone, but I was sitting there and it was 80, no wind. And I had no clients after. And I was sitting there going, it's almost like, okay, God, just, you got to pump the brakes. I feel a little spoiled. I don't want that Catholic guilt to come rushing in. But I mean, that's literally how well I'm doing. So anyways, hearing this stuff. So sorry for the interruption. Let's continue. So man, you said, hey, I know a guy that might know a guy who might know a guy.
Yeah. So I said, Chris, you do it because you, like, if you even dip your toe in the water, you're just going to run with it full force and not stop until you get to where you want to go. And he said, okay.
What was your first response? Because she said, listen, watch the 10 seconds is in, and you probably told her, go paint the garage.
I kind of thought of you as the water rock dude, you know, and she told off the video. She told me about it, my voices. And I started listening to the thing when I would walk, Tom. And before I called you,
and the podcast, you started listening.
I probably listened to about 10 of them before. And I it was just, what struck me was, I was like, okay, this guy has, you know, a lot of the things you said, it wouldn't be the same exact issue, but you could see something that you would go, you happened in your life that was similar to what you were talking about, or something that you would talk about happened in your past. And you were extremely open and honest about the whole thing, you know, and I was like, wow, okay, he's not trying to sell DVDs or a book, or it's just a guy talking, you know, and a lot of it, you know, it was just, and your situations, the way you were dealing with things, I like simple, and you were real simple. It wasn't like go on a retreat. It wasn't like, you know, it was just kind of like, wow, this happened this week, I'm dealing with this. And, you know, if you listen to the old ones, some weeks you were in a better mood than other weeks, you could tell. And you saw the evolution, you know. So I was like, and then I've always been a person who, even though I like simple, I could easily overcomplicate things. And I missed moving. I could tell I didn't feel that good physically because, you know, I was getting older and recovery time was getting shorter if you did something. And so I was like, okay, I didn't have time to go to a gym. I didn't want to pay to go to the gym. And in periods of my life when I had gone to a gym, I would start off in a good, but then I would turn it into more than it. I was really good at letting something snowball into a, so something you would enjoy. I got really good at making it a burden.
Got it.
You know, like, okay, I have to stay here for an hour. You know, so I don't have to be here half an hour, then you're there for an hour, then you're for an hour and a half, then you don't go because you don't have the time in your day. So Mandy texted you, and I was like, okay. And then I talked with you, and I'm looking at my book here, and I can see the first stuff you had me do, which literally took like 15, 20 minutes to do. It didn't hurt. I could walk after it. You know, I mean, it was very simple. And it felt good to be doing something just at home. And then we would chat, and yeah. I liked it, you know.
So what would, if you said looking back now, what would you say was the biggest thing or the hard, I don't care what it is, but like the thing that stuck out, if you look back at the Chris 2 years ago and the Chris today going, that's the thing, that's the biggest hurdle, that was the biggest lesson, that was the takeaway.
Doing things in smaller chunks. I thought I had to get everything done. You know, like I started to realize, okay, just 5-10 minutes a day or something, and it's going to get better. And just sticking to it, like, you know, you would, you gave me a very, like, this first workout was so simple, but then you'd slowly increase it. And then like everything, like the little things with even how my mind worked, it was very small. It always felt manageable. So every day I could do the things like your box checking thing. I like that because I remember you saying that when I listened to the podcast. But in my life, I would turn the boxes into this huge thing, but your boxes were so simple to do that you could do them by accident, even if you went through the day, you know, or anything could be a box.
This is what was kind of cool because, like, right off the bat, I had a lot in common with you. We talked about the simplicity. I'm like, dude, I'm a king of that. Keep it simple. I mean, but out of the gate, I realized you were kind of like a bull in a china shop. If I got it to lose, I'll kill it. Didn't mean you were better after. Didn't mean you actually felt better. But in your mind, that look what I did, now I did something there, I should feel good. And you did it. And I think that was kind of the thing. So as we move forward going, okay, the little things that I do physically are helping me, but... And this was key. This is when I like fell in love with you as a student, if I can use that, because they're both teachers. And they seem to do, they grasp the whole concept of homework. But you started going, okay, if I do these little bitty physical things, I get better. If I do these little bitty mental things, I get better. And like right out of the gate, you're like, you know what I was thinking about? You know, like you were like right away, you're like, you know, warning, warning, beep, beep, like all these buzzers and whistles. And I'm like, oh my God. Because it was just like, I spent the last, you know, we're talking every week. You know, I spent the last 6 days just grinding. Why am I thinking this way? And I'm like, I was just like, wow, this dude's just a mop. But we have to take that bowl out of the china shop and go, okay, let's take that time and energy and put it into things that serve you. And when you put them into mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually serving you, you start getting that benefit, you know, climbing that pro-you tree. And then you start going, okay, why was I doing that? Why was I thinking about that? Why was I worried about that? And that was that shift. Now, like I said, in the beginning, that's what was cool to me is you start, when you said that, you started going, if I just, hey, you know, had a thought a day, I'm getting better. Like you grasp that right away.
Well, I remember, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm done.
One thing that hit me, I remember we were talking about something one day, and you said something to me. I've heard you say this a trillion times. This didn't change, you did.
Now, wait a minute, I don't repeat things. I don't repeat things ever. I see one time and one time only.
Okay.
I'm probably the most repetitive person in the world.
But and then so one day I realized I was walking and you said that on, you know, you said it again and, you know, and I started thinking, okay, so everything's, if I look at something different, then everything's a choice. And so I said, all right, so if I don't feel good, the reason I don't feel good is something I'm thinking about isn't making me feel good. So if everything's a choice, I can pick something that makes me feel good, or I can pick something that makes me feel lousy. And then that's when you're yellow, purple, because I remember asking you a bunch of times, like, what's, yeah, I remember listening to that going, what's this guy seeing with yellow and purple?
Yeah, I don't even know how that's, I swear to God, like, where do those colors come from? Because it's kind of black and white, but it wasn't black and white, so I just picked those two.
Well, I didn't know if there was like a Pro 2 instructional manual that I didn't
No, but that's what I mean. Sometimes I look at stuff going, I had like this book I read, and then I went, well, here it is, see, purple and yellow. I'm like, no idea.
Well, that's how I process things. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, okay, so I can pick how I want to feel. So if something made me feel crummy, so then I realized, okay, so picking something makes me feel crummy, that's basically an insane decision. And now it's, you know, it didn't go away like that, but at least
but, you know what it is? Think about this though. When you think about black and white, it's pretty right and wrong. You got good, bad, you got good, evil. Purple and yellow is like, they're both there. You just get to pick. Well, what's the difference? Well, yellow is stuff you really can't control and it doesn't serve you and doesn't make you feel good. Now, purple, same thing. It's there, it exists, but it makes you feel good. And it's something you can work on. Now I finally had an answer for that.
No, that was a good, and the other one I remember, because now it takes me a while for my mind starts kicking in. I also like when you started saying something, my world's small. And that I like that a lot because, in my life I would start, I spent a lot of time in the previous years doing things that I always thought people thought I should do. And so somebody'd say, I want you to do this. And initially I go, I really have no interest in doing that whatsoever. But then I think about, okay, but they think I should do it. Maybe they know better than me. And then gradually, without me even thinking about it, my control over what I wanted to do, I was relinquishing to other people. I never said like a thing like I want to not do it, but I started just doing, okay, I don't want to do this, but they want me to, or I feel like maybe they know better. I mean, you start thinking maybe they know better for me than I do myself. And you never click that, but you realize, I started to realize that's what happened when you would say, make it small. And I like, yeah, I said, I'm making things way too complicated and I don't like complicated. So why am I letting other people make my life complicated? And then I just started cutting things out. Because something, if I started to get like, I started using the way I felt as a barometer. So instead of, somebody called me up and I would sit and I would listen to myself and go, does my stomach, it was back like being a little kid in school, they'd say something to you, your stomach would feel kind of nauseous. My stomach felt nauseous. I just said no, because, there was a reason I didn't like the way it felt, and it was because I didn't want to do it. And so things got smaller, but it got better too. Cause you say smaller to people, they always think smaller means not as good.
Exactly.
More, it's got to be better because it's more.
Exactly, exactly. But see, the thing is, like, getting things done and everything you did was external. And then you started going internal. And it's just way different, way unfamiliar. And it's not this, where you can see it. It's not that. But when you understand the power of it. And that's what I meant. I always talk about the breadcrumbs, too. You just always got enough. Like, I'm going to talk to that dude next week. Why? I like that week. Like, why would I not talk to him again? And you'd come back going, this is not hard. Then it works. So, okay, I'm feeling, and that was the whole thing. And it's those kind of conversations that would help me with, like, the next person. And going, what if I stop? Well, what if I? I was like, you're not. You just don't. You feel better. You're not gonna. I'm gonna climb down. I'm gonna stop doing. You just like, wow. I've only done this for a few months, and it's unfamiliar. I've been doing this for 40 years, and that's the old comfortable, woolly, stinky, wet blanket. It's just not good, but it's very comfortable because it's familiar. Oh, just put that over and don't email back. Oh, just put that over and don't ask for help. That's just default, automatic, to go, wait a minute, don't do that. Let me do something different and see if different comes with it. And like I said, when you started talking, like, you're simple, I get it, I did that. You know, each week was like, you know, okay, do 2 + 2 = what? You come back and I'll do 4. Got it. I liked it. I was right. I feel great. See you next week. All right. You know, it was kind of simplistic moving along. So I liked hearing that. So Mandy, how did you get thrown into the cycle?
you decided one day that you
were So Chris, real quick, this podcast isn't even out yet, but the guy that I interviewed, he goes, so that's when I started consistently saying yes to Tom. And I just started laughing. Because it was like this, you know, it kind of sounds narcissistic in a way, but it's like, no, when you start talking to me, and it's exactly what I think about. It's like, Manny, we're going to talk now. Okay.
Okay.
Manny, we're going to do this now. Okay. You start going, okay, I'm going to say yes to Tom. I'm like, it's such a huge thing. Because if you know me, I'm not going, all right, it's going to charge you more. Okay, I'm selling you DVD. Like what you said, I'm not trying to sell nothing. It's like, but I'm going to make you a better you by you looking at some stuff that you don't want to look at. And I'm like, okay, do this. And you're like, oh, that's right. And I'm like, he's right, though. I squirmed. Like, how can I, so I love that. So continue.
I knew two things about you. I knew that you were a very giving person by putting up all those 10 seconds of Zen. And by being willing to donate your time to train anybody for sessions on you said. And then I saw what you were doing for Chris. The second thing was I saw what you're doing for Chris. And he was changing. He was evolving. So
you noticed right away took a while?
It didn't even take that long. I noticed all of a sudden, like, he was asking these super annoying questions. Like, what does this do for you? What, you know, how does this
do for you? I love that.
And I knew that it was coming from you because he never asked that stuff before. And he was always
jumping that stuff.
And I was like, all right, well.
My husband just asked me this. I got to talk to this guy about my husband.
At this job, I'm completely miserable. I'm not doing what I want to be doing. And neither really honestly was he. But all of a sudden, he's kind of enjoying things more. And I was like, well, how does this happen? I want that. That's what I want is I want.
Okay, stop for just a second. That's the stuff I come to my well by the water I sell. Nothing changed in this dude's life. And the person closest to him was like, okay, how is he enjoying this better? I want to eat what he's eating.
Right.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
If you could become better at you in your life as is easier, would you not?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's a real tough question. It's just when you say yes, going, okay. But then it's like that. Just do what Chris did. You know, just, all right. So continue. Love that. Love that.
Well, I figured, like, it didn't look like he said, it wasn't changing him, but it was changing it. Like, he wasn't going outside of the house to work out at a gym. But he was complaining, oh, my muscles are sore. You know, I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting this good of a workout at home. He's asking these super annoying questions. It's making me reframe, like, my thoughts that I was having and making me question, like, if I was looking at a situation, he was like, but how is this going to benefit you? I was like, well, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that.
Wow.
So, and he came upstairs after chatting with you, and he was like, Tom Dieter says that he's going to mentor you, and you're going to start next week. And I was like, well, you tell him I'm not working out because I'm not going to because at this point I'd seen his, like, his stand-up lay-down things, his walkouts, and his trying step-ups, and I was like, oh, I can't do any of that. Like, I'm so filled with self-doubt, and I was certain that I was going to let you down, and I didn't want to let you down because every couple of days you're still putting up those 10 seconds of Zen, and I'm like, look, this is, like, years now he's been doing this, and he's like, I don't know if he understands how much that those mean to me, but, like, really, I was living for those 10 seconds of Zen. And so I was like, all right, well, I don't want to let him down. So, all right, I'll just, he and Chris said, he just wants to talk to you. And I was like, all right, I feel like I could do that. I can at least talk to him. So I came rushing home that first day to talk to you. And I came up from downstairs and I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. He's not making me work out right now. He just asked me a few questions, wanted me to twist a few things around the way I was looking at things. And let me see if I can give it a try. And so, and that's how it started, is I really started thinking about things differently. And the one thing that I noticed is that I started talking to Chris more about like weird stuff that we hadn't talked about before, like, but having like deep, meaningful conversations, which was kind of cool.
Again, just interrupt for just a moment, but that was when, I mean, I dug Chris right away. I mean, I like what I do and I love my people, you know, my new vibe attracted my new tribe. But I could just tell. And I would just go, Chris, boom. And he'd be like, yep. And I'm like, how do I know this? I mean, it was so easy. Like, oh, here it is. It's like this big, huge red carpet of all this will happen. And you just have to watch. You get to experience this. Because I just like, because then I was like, okay, and I'm helping this guy. And I know he's better. And I know he's a better husband. I know he's a better father. So I know the kids are benefiting. Now I'm talking to the wife. I know she's in it. I know my, this will, I go, you cannot separate the kids. So see, this all started because I haven't done that really before. So I started thinking to myself, and again, I know where my credit goes to. But I was like, oh my God, this whole family as a unit is being affected because the parts, you know, if you're the common denominator, your family, your career, your finances, your health, and you go from a 6 to 8 simultaneously, all those increase. Well, if you got dude A and dude B and they become better them, yeah, everything around it. And that was like, I was going, wow. And that's what was so cool because I felt that kind of right away. So continue.
Well, that was the question you kept saying is like, would you want this for your kids? You know, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that makes making choices and decisions a whole bunch easier when you look at it that way.
And you, when you're a 4 or 5, you can't look past you because your wounds are so big. And it's not bad. It's, again, not right, wrong, bad. You're just like, when I say a fish doesn't know it's in water.
Well, you're not,
oh, my God, my bad is so bad. And it kind of is. But it's like, look, if you could stop for a second and go, okay, it could be worse. I'm thankful. What if I focused on those people?
Right.
That's impossible for some, a huge challenge for others, but that's exactly it. Now you start focusing on others and you're going, great sign that you're healing.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you look back, so we've been chatting since when?
When did we start?
In January?
I think it was January. Might have been January. I'd have to look at my book.
It was before January because of Christmas.
Oh, right. No, you're right. It was like October. It was like October.
Okay, so it's been that long. So yeah. Then what happened after we kept chatting?
Well, eventually you did say that you wanted me to work out. But by then,
who here didn't see that coming? Raise your hand.
I knew it was coming. But by then, like, I drunk enough of your water from your well that I was great. Like, all right, whatever he says is going to be.
I am now consistently saying yes.
That's what your teacher is.
So now how long have you been working out for?
Yes, Tom. I think it started around Christmas, January. Yeah. So, I think it was Christmas because you said, I want you to keep track. And I immediately thought to myself, well, all I have to keep track in is this stupid notebook. So I used to make little squares, and then you sent us calendars. And I was like, oh, here's how I keep track on my Dieter's calendar. So that's my workout calendar.
Fantastic. So if you look back and just, you can go a year or 2 years to Mandy today. Like I said to Chris, what's your biggest takeaway? What was the thing that you're like, okay, that's the thing, or I didn't know, or shocked you, or what stands out the most of your path thus far?
That I didn't quit yet. And I don't even say yet. I mean, like, I didn't quit. I don't want to disappoint you.
To this day, that is my claim to fame. I look back, I'm like, okay, there's no real shiny moments for me. No.
It was like a lot of bad. It's like, but I just didn't quit. So it's like, now it's cool. But I mean, it was like, oh, that point when I, in that relationship, I was like, nope, fail, no, bad, bad, bad. I was like, but you didn't shoot yourself in the head.
Right, right.
Okay. So what's super cool to me is Chris became a better Chris, which was a better teacher, father, husband, son, brother, everything. Then Mandy becomes a better Mandy, better mother, better wife, better everything, better teacher. And you guys are feeling that. And you're like, wow, our family's good. And then the pandemic hits. So Chris, talk to me a little bit about, you know, because I remember the first time we talked, you were kind of like I am now, but just share a little bit about how you first felt or how you handled it or how you know you're better now.
I know I'm better now because it really didn't, like I remember saying to you, and I almost felt apologetic, but I knew you would understand. Granted, you know, people getting sick and passing away is awful, period. But it really didn't affect me a heck of a lot. I was getting up every day just doing the same things. I mean, there were some adjustments. Teaching went online, which was kind of an adjustment, but it didn't bother me. I mean, I just did what I had to do, you know, and every day I get up and I kind of, it's the same as this morning. I get up and I do my thing, you know.
Gives us a lot more time to work out.
And how does that, Chris, make you feel knowing who you are, who you were in the past?
That's a good one, Tom.
I got moments.
Well, no, it feels good because I'm in control. I see lots of people nervous, and I don't want to say they're unjustified. I'm sure in their mind they are. excuse me.
I think 2 or 3 years ago this would have crippled you. Like you would have just had a.
I think the whole thing's like the turning. I was such a control freak. I feared change so much that I think it would have flipped me out with work and stuff. I would have not understood, you know, I would have, it would have taken me out of my routine so much. It would have, you know, but it's funny. It hasn't taken, I would have thought it was going to take me out of my routine. Now I realize it doesn't take me out of my routine.
See, the greatest thing, and it just screams, it's like neon. I said, Chris Bull in a China shop. No, that bull's got dope skills. It's just not really, you know, doesn't bode well in a China shop. So Chris just said, why are you good right now? He goes, I'm in control. See, that's what he wanted. He's like, oh, I got that to-do list done. I got that done. I got that chore done. I did that. They wanted me. I got all this stuff done. Why don't I not feel good? I want to, like, I'm not controlling Jack. And that's that conflict. We have to reconcile that. See, so now you're going, all right, I'm a simple guy. What can I control? 4 things. There they are. That's real. No one can change. You know, it's like, I always tell, you know, Chris, like, no one's going to change Chris's mind. If I go, Chris, did you do that? Does it feel better? Yes. Okay. What if someone talks you out of it? That's not a possibility. That dude is like, I do that now and I feel better, there's no one that's going to alter that. So it's that boom, 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 boom. It's like, well, it's like, Chris, does that guy matter? No, he's done now. You don't have to think why, because I doesn't matter. I got no control. Like, he gets it. So now there's space, which is kind of peaceful. That's the quiet. So then you're like, well, what do I have? And it's pretty easy to see what you have. Like, I know the three most important names in your life. It's not that hard to figure out. If they think you're fantastic, yay. The last stuff you can let go after that. So here's this guy now, all this stuff out of his control, just chaos, and you going, he wouldn't have made it through it. You going, I would not be handling this well. And you going, okay, but how are you right now? You're good. I feel like I'm in control. See the difference, though? But you see the difference? You are trying to feel good by controlling the external, which we do because no one's stopping, pausing, reflecting to take the time going, okay, why do I think the way? Like, I love it when we start talking. You're like, Mandy, I got a question for you. When you're like, what is my husband talking? Like, I love, like, you stopped and went, I'm going to literally think different. I'm a 50-year-old man. I got to talk to my wife. Like, is this, you know, it's like, I love that. Because, you know, talk about people being reborn or having an epiphany. That's the fork in the road for you right there. You started going, wait a minute. If it just comes down to, if I think A, I feel B, and if I think C, I feel D, and that was me. And like when I'm talking to a client and I'm joking, I'm like, shut up. I do that to myself. Like, that's legit.
Like what I said to you, it's like it goes back to the same thing. I could put on the news and get panicked, or I could sit here at the end of the day and go, okay, I walked with my wife and my kids for an hour. You know, what's wrong with thinking about that part of it? You know, I mean,
again, like that Ed saying, I was sitting with my wife and my two sons and my one son's wife, and we were outside in their yard having breakfast together, and I'm going, where's the bag? And that's the point. Look for that. But it's not everybody, because the people that's, now again, you're fortunate. You both got to keep working online. I got to keep working, you know, online, and that's a blessing. But there's people that, you know, might be at home for the first time with four kids for the first time and not earning income. But that's what I mean, is we get to, yeah, look how thankful we are. Like, I just think it's weird. Like, again, you can kind of go, you guys became a much more solid family before this happened. Then this happened and you guys kind of flourished. It's like, and that's kind of like my whole point to everybody. You're not that good. You know what I mean? To go, this is what we should do. Mm-hmm. There might be a pandemic coming, so we should do some stuff so we become better individuals and start bonding as a family. So when we enter and quarantine together, there's no one that good. And you start thinking, okay, if that happened, but somehow we landed well. Again, that to me is just that reinforcement. Focus on that which serves you, because there's some things that happen that you really can't control.
I mean, a lot of good, if this hadn't happened, we've had a lot of things happen as a family that wouldn't happen that are nice. That
Share some of those.
Oh, just we have to spend time together.
You know, we get to spend time together.
Thank you.
That's like the joke that Chris sent me. Okay, A or B.
Oh, yeah.
A, you're quarantined. You have to stay home with your wife or children. B, the guy goes, B. And now the answer is.
Yeah, you know, but.
Go ahead, Chris.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, you know, my daughter loves coffee now. She didn't like your mocha coffee, Tom. It was too sweet.
Too sweet. Wow.
But
she's a bitter soul.
But, I mean, you're...
Even doing this school, like you and Ben will play music together, and, you know, just hanging out, like, we hang out more, we talk more.
Well, Mandy, yes, you share. Mandy, what are your feelings on your family, you know, in this pandemic? What's going on that's good?
It's great. I get to cook with my kid every day, who hates school, by the way. She hates online school, but has no problem turning on the oven and baking and reading a recipe. So there's your science and math kids. So we're not learning the way that the schools maybe necessarily
love
want
that.
Us to learn. Yeah, but they're learning other things. So,
and I think it's great too that you kind of have that attitude. You know, you're going, look, if I'm teaching her something, she's learning today, not... Yeah. We have to be teaching ABC, and she has to be learning DEF, and if we don't do that, we're wrong. It's like,
get that
out of your head right away.
Well, the whole world is slowed down, or what's wrong with slowing down?
Well, see, I was like my one friend. She's go, 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 go. And I can, like, you take her job away, which is losing control, make her stay at home and spend time slowing. And she's, you know, I don't think she finished my text. That's how ADD she is. And not joking, but I mean, she just can't sit and I'm like, you should. Well, how am I going to get there? Be uncomfortable and go through it. And that was kind of my point in my text to her, is going, look, when it happened to me, I wasn't going, oh my God, this is going to make me great. I wasn't even going, okay, this is, I was like, okay, this is, I'm not doing a lot. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, okay, but what do you have? Because I had worked on that. You know, I started the spiritual journey, you know, got Zen and all that stuff. I was like, okay, well, do you have enough good just to shut up today? Yeah, then shut up. And that got kind of easy. Because, like, you know, when you talk about simple, and that's AA. You go to AA and think, okay, here's the room. You know, here's, this is going to make you feel bad. This is going to make you feel, you know what I mean? It was just, that guy's bad. His story's worse than yours. You know, it's just so cut and dry. But when you walk away and you go, okay, I mean, if you look at me and I look at you, I'm like, well, you're dry. I don't know what the weather is, but you got a roof over your head. You don't look hungry. And I'm like, well, how bad can it be? That's what I'm saying. I just, in that podcast, like I just grew this muscle. And I wasn't thinking, I'm going to really need this muscle. Boy, this alone on my own muscle is going to come into hand. But it was just like, also the world was above me on the visual aid I'm doing audio. And then it's like the world started suffering. I was like, wow, I'm like you guys. I'm like, wow, we're still working. Wow, we're at home. Family's doing great. And let's not forget the family workouts now.
Yeah. Tom came up with PE for the kids.
I didn't know what we, what are, I didn't know how it started. I was going to say, did you two want to work?
You said, get
you worked out together, though. You mentioned that you started working out with Chris sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, well, if you guys want to work out together.
Ben was asking me.
And then Ben was doing a little
bit
on his own.
Ben was asking things. And then it became another say yes to Tom.
Yep.
And
that was huge to me. Because I had, you know, I got to know Mary, love Mary to death. But I didn't really have to talk to Ben, didn't get a chance to talk to Ben, and he's at that age, and I didn't care at all. But when it was like, okay, Ben shows up to first class, I was like, okay, who's making him? And then, like, the second one, he came back, and he was doing good, then I kind of talked to him, and I'm like, to me, that was like, okay, stop. I was like, okay, now we've reached the, you know,
yeah.
A month ago, before this, Ben wasn't going to be working out with me. I just don't think that was on the schedule. Then you fast forward, you're like, hey, Ben's kind of into it. Ben kind of, you know, likes it. Hey, you know, I'm like, wow. So like I, you know, second class, he was already picking up some things. And, you know, you got great kids. Anyways, real quick, how is Ben feeling?
Much better, thank you.
Good.
He'll be there. He'll be there Monday.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad. Because I know that was a little nervy for a moment. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We decided to let him stay on the island, though.
All right. So if you had a bit of advice to give to someone, Mandy, go first. Just on, like, if someone was just like, well, Mandy, like, it's just like, cause like, Mandy, I've known you for a long time. Your life has not changed at all. And it's kind of worse because you're not teaching, you're not or going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. How, why are you better?
Because I stopped listening to myself. I started listening to somebody else and trying things that took me out of my comfort zone. And I really started, I think, like believing in myself and like feeling like I was worthy. And
do you think it really comes down to courage?
I think it really does.
First step was to ask for help. Yes.
Well, the first step was to ask for help for somebody else and then see how good they turn out. And then hop aboard that train yourself.
No, you need help. If you get better, I might try it.
Right. You send the canary into the coal mine first.
That's fantastic. But it really is. Again, that's the thing is I'm not ever, you know, number one, I'm really not trying to tell people ever what to do. I just really try to share with people what I do and for them to pick, you know, something that maybe resonates and apply it and see again. Like again, with Chris, it's like, okay, that felt better. I'm going to keep doing that. I never had to talk him into that. So asking for help, because when you know, for everyone, my side of it, when I started talking to Mandy, I was blown away. Like, I was like, okay, this is, Chris and I were like, it's got along. Like, as well as I've gotten along with anybody. But when I started talking to Mandy, it was like, okay, this is why I'm in the family. Because you knew a couple things we had in familiar. And as we chatted, we had a whole list of things. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my. And it was just, again, going, I just got to tell her about the last 6 months. I got to tell her what I did 2 years ago. And again, it wasn't like you got to come up with news. I was like, no, she's going through the exact same. And again, like, I'm not going to tell you, Mandy, to do what I did. I'm just saying I did this, and then I felt this. And to me, that kind of sounds a lot like Chris now. Yeah. He's got there and going, well, Chris is doing this, and he said he feels this now. So he's just changing.
Well, I knew what it felt like to not do those things that you were telling me to do, and that didn't feel too good.
And that thing is that great, you know, I trained that one lady for a minute, and she was so in the cave, I called it, that anytime someone started leading her out, she saw the light, she freaked out. Yeah. Why? Never saw the light. But you would get pissed and afraid and blame the person and run back into the cave. And I was like, that's how hard that shit is. You know what I mean? It's like that hard. Even like, it might be better. I might feel better. It's so big and scary. But then you think back, if you had not done what you did in that moment of doubt and fear, and even going, well, Chris, that, however you want to look at that moment, none of what your family is feeling would be feeling it.
You're right.
And that moment when you went, okay, I'm going to do this. You didn't do that. So add a 6 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10. I don't even deserve to ask for help. And I'm probably beyond help. And I'll probably let him down anyways. I'm just going to do this little thing. And it's like, dude, I mean, like, that's how you can feel about it and describe it. But when you look at it going, no, man, that's why it was the snowball started on the top of the mountain. You had to climb that big-ass mountain and push that snowball.
Yeah.
And all the things that we talked about today, and even his joy. Your husband's happiness. Again, he did the work, love him to death, but he didn't want to watch my 10 seconds of Zen.
He didn't even want to look at it, Tom.
Not even 5 seconds.
Not even for 1 second. He was doing something else.
So that's where I kind of want, like, you know, I want you to take that with you.
I'll take it.
You had such a, like, again, I'm not worthy. I'm not going to ask for help. I'm going to let him down, but I'm going to do this and fast forward going, okay, because of that moment, your whole family's benefited. You did that.
But not by myself.
You did that by yourself.
You did it by yourself. I just looked at the 10 seconds of Zen, and I pushed
you
him in the fire, and I grabbed out his files.
It by yourself.
Okay. I did it by myself. Some parts of it I've done by myself. And I'm getting better at doing more things by myself.
That, the start of this whole thing, you did by yourself. I know I'm right. Last time I was wrong was 1973. But I want you to own that. I'm telling you from the get-go, girl, you are a lion.
Okay.
And then you started training, and then you started mentoring and talking and working out. And then Christmas came around, you go, I'm going to teach my class the hardest song ever. Why? Yeah, why? Why are you going to do that?
Because it scared me.
That's what I'm talking about. See, so now you're starting to see yourself as I see you. And that's things. You start to go, man, this guy's just like all up in me telling me I can conquer. It's like, well, I'm not making it up. You have and you did. And see, now Chris is just different now. See, Chris was the big, bull, conquering. Now he's the dude that rocks in a rocking chair. His aura, his everything about that dude is different.
Yeah.
And I love, see, I got to partake in that. I got,
Yep.
There's things I get to do that just completely move me because I'm not this good. So it's like I get to participate. And I look at Chris, I don't know, I don't, I don't, I sometimes look at you as older, and not, oh, you're older looking. Just, you're married, you have this job, you have a family, and I'm like, oh, I'm like this single dude. So I never ever feel like I'm this 55-year-old talking to a 52-year-old.
Three now, but thanks.
Three. What do you mean? It was just like, but I would know what to say. And I knew it worked. And I'm like, I love this guy. And if he does what I say, he's going to feel better. And I know that. Like, that's ridiculous to me. So you guys being in my life, it gave me that opportunity. But it was just trippy because I like saw all this stuff. Like, it's like, oh my God, I get it. And I'm like, oh my God. And Ben, I'm like, oh, this, I'm like, wow. And it's like, you know, I mean, I can't even, I don't even know how many episodes I've mentioned y'all on. So to have, you know, it's like anybody who has an audience, your clients, you don't have those people. You don't have listeners. You don't have clients. You don't have, you have nothing. I mean, it would just be a journal. It literally would be a book instead of the podcast and instead of clients. It would just be a real journal that no one would see. And I get to, you know, share it. And Chris, I mentioned it on the podcast. I said, you know, this one client said, dude, I listened to an early episode and you were talking about this guy and you were angry. And it's like, I couldn't listen to it. And the second guy I interviewed, he said, I read my first email like Nico did to you. And Nico said it was dripping with yellow. I was like, oh my God, I knew exactly what he meant. He goes, I couldn't finish reading my first email to you. Because he was all like, oh my God, why? What are you thinking of? Like, totally different. Totally different person. And that's what I mean. It's just like incredible going. That's that celebration. Like, you two sit here as totally different people than you were a year ago. And it's, you're better. And your family's better. And again, the fact that I get to participate in that journey and watch you guys grow, it's an honor. And I'm super, super grateful for everything. If one of you want to go grab Mary quick or holler.
I'll go grab her.
You don't want us to holler.
Any last thoughts, sir?
No, Tom, just, I mean, one thing you said, and it's like, it was just the thing that I find really intriguing is at this point, like how I was always trying to fix something. Now, I think through talking to you, I've got the faith that, like, if something of problems arise, there's nothing you can do about that. But now I kind of sit back and say to myself, before I would have been, okay, what do I have to do to fix this right now? Now I'm just kind of like, well, I'm going to sit back and kind of do nothing and see how this fixes itself. Because we've talked about the word faith a ton of times and vibration and stuff like that. And if anything, I'm amused more by life now. Like, okay, that just kicked me in the face. And I'll kind of laugh at it and say, let me see. And it always fixes itself. I don't have to rise to action and attack and, you know, try to fix every situation that comes out. Sometimes you hit a bump and the bump ends up knocking you off. But then what happens because of the bump is better off than what you thought would have happened had you hit the bump. That make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, the quote that came to mind was my favorite 2 years ago was, I don't mind what happens. I mean, I think that's, if you can say that, I mean, I just think it's so powerful, but it's basically in a nutshell what you just said. You're like, I kind of amused now, going, okay, that kicked me, all right. Like, because again, step one, is it's got nothing to do with you. Step two, phase two, all about you. All about you. And where three and four and five go, is where you decide on two. All right. Stepping into the Pro You Podcast arena. Mary, keeping it real, Morrison. First time. What's up, girl?
Nothing.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How long have you been listening to the podcast?
Whenever I'm in the car with my dad, we listen to it.
What's your favorite part? What's your favorite moment? What's your favorite thing about the podcast?
I don't know.
Great answer. Are you enjoying the workouts?
I like them.
Yeah, a little different than dance.
beginning when I win.
She likes the beginning of the workouts. That's when she wins.
She's winning, yes. She's a bit of a energizer bunny. Mary, anything you'd like to say to all the Pro U podcast listeners out there? You've been mentioned on the podcast before, so they know who you are. Anything you want to share?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to see you. And
you.
Your spirit and energy are something that I'm going to enjoy following for a very long time.
Thank you.
I'll see you Monday, and don't be late.
Okay, bye.
All right, Mandy and Chris, just thank you guys. I really, really appreciate your time. And again, to me, it was a chance to celebrate you guys, you doing your homework, you doing little things consistently, you being courageous, and again, allowing me to participate in it. It's, I mean, again, there's highlights right now because I said this to Mosier, I'm in such a good place. My clarity is, you know, better than ever before, so I know what they are. I know what the highlights of my life are. And being a part of your family is, you know, something obviously that I'll never forget. So thank you for everything, you guys.
Thank you,
Tom. Well, thank you for everything.
All right. You are worth it.
To your Pro U moment. Stoked you're here, as always. Let's do that thing we always do. Let's begin to control that which we can control. Let's empower ourselves in this moment. If we can sit on the floor, cross our legs, fantastic. Close your eyes, neutral neck. Shoulders over your hips, navel pulled into the spine. And draw the inhale through the nose slowly. Allow the exhale out the mouth slowly. Elongate that breath. Keep your mind connected to that breath, which will keep you present. Stay focused on that. Anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Congratulations. Well done. You know, I sit here and I think about the Morrisons. And it's April 2020. They're all individually feeling better than they ever have. In lieu of, they're all striving to be a better them self in lieu of. And as a family on a whole, they're better in April 2020 in lieu of. It's quite remarkable and it's inspiring, and that's why I dig that family. But it's just a great example of how you can become better at being you, so it's easier, and your life as is without change is easier. The lessons that you learn along the pro you path, you never forget, you never let go of. Deeming yourself worthy becomes addictive. Feeling better about you becomes addictive. Healthy habits for the mind, the body, and the soul. Peace and God bless.